Welcome to Sleep with Rockstars, the Gen X Sleep Podcast, because you deserve a good night's sleep, or whatever. I'm Sloane Spencer. In each Sleep with Rockstars Sleep Podcast, I will read from Wikipedia about your favorite Gen X musicians and bands. If this podcast helps you relax and fall asleep, please leave a 5-star rating and a kind review in your favorite podcast app. You may find that the more you listen, the more your mind will begin to associate these stories with sleep. So feel free to return to each episode again and again. Repetition can help create a signal to your brain that it's time to rest. And if the musical act isn't your favorite, that's perfectly okay. You don't need to pay close attention. Instead, let the words wash over you. Let their rhythm and softness lull you, not for interest, but for sleep. You're not here to be entertained. You're here to let go. Now let your breath guide you deeper into stillness. Take a moment to settle in. Gently close your eyes and let your body begin to rest. There's nowhere you need to be, nothing you need to do. This is your time, a time to let go of the day, unwind, and allow your mind to slow down. With each breath in, invite calm. With each breath out, release the tension. As your body begins to soften into the surface beneath you, imagine a gentle wave of warmth from the crown of your head to the tips of your toes, carrying away the weight of the day. Tonight on Sleep with Rockstars, the Gen X Sleep Podcast, I will bring you a bonus episode sample of what we offer as extra content for our fan club. You can help keep Sleep with Rockstars ad-free with a one-time donation or monthly support, which can all be found at sleepwithrockstars.com/support. Thanks for keeping the lights on. But now it's time to turn yours down from 11. Spinal Tap Band. This article is about the parody metal band. For other uses, see Spinal Tap Disambiguation. Spinal Tap, stylized as Spinal Tap with a dotless letter and a metal umlaut over the N, are a fictional English heavy metal band created by the American comedians and musicians of the TV show, who wrote and performed original songs as the band. Michael McKean as the lead singer and guitarist David St. Hubbins. Christopher Guest as the guitarist Nigel Tufnell. And Harry Shearer as the bassist Derek Smalls. They are characterized as one of England's loudest bands. Spinal Tap first appeared on the 1979 ABC television sketch comedy pilot The TV Show, starring Rob Reiner. The sketch, actually a mock promotional video for the song Rock and Roll Nightmare, was written by Reiner and the band and included the songwriter-performer Loudon Wainwright III on keyboards. The band starred in the 1984 mockumentary film This is Spinal Tap, which was accompanied by a soundtrack album. In the years following the film's release, the actors have portrayed the band members at concerts and released music under the Spinal Tap name. Guest, McKean, and Shearer toured in the United States in April and May 2009 and performed as Spinal Tap in a one-night-only world tour on June 30, 2009 at Wembley Arena in London, 3 days after playing the Glastonbury Festival. The trio also portray the fictional American folk music revival band, The Folksmen. Some Spinal Tap concert appearances have featured guests McKean and Shearer opening for Spinal Tap as The Folksmen. History. Fictional history. Main article. This is Spinal Tap. Although the 1984 film portrays the band hailing from the United Kingdom, the three actors who play the principal band members, Guest, McKean, and Shearer, were born in the United States. Guest, however, was raised in both the U.S. and Britain and would later be granted dual citizenship and an inherited title of nobility as the fifth Baron Haddon Guest. David Caff as keyboardist Viv Savage and R.J. Parnell as drummer Mick Shrimpton, who have smaller roles in the film, are both British. Fans of Spinal Tap have assembled details about the band based on fictional film, albums, concerts, and related promotional material, including a discography and a list of the band's former members. Within the context of the band's fictional history, Spinal Tap began as a beat group called The Thamesmen in 1964 and released one single, Gimme Some Money, with Cups and Cakes on the B-side in 1965. They changed their name to Spinal Tap in 1966 and became a psychedelic pop band, before reinventing themselves as a heavy metal band in the early 1970s, the style for which they are best known. Over the years, the band has also performed progressive rock, jazz fusion, funk, and reggae. They have also been classified as hard rock, glam metal, and rock and roll. Spinal Tap's fictional history documents a succession of drummers, all of whom are said to have died in strange circumstances. One in a bizarre gardening accident. Another who choked on vomit, but possibly not his own vomit. And two, from spontaneous human combustion on stage. Additionally, it is claimed that police described the bizarre gardening accident as a mystery best left unsolved. Real history. The band Spinal Tap first appeared in the video aired as part of a 1979 sketch comedy special called The TV Show, a project spearheaded by Rob Reiner and Michael McKean. The video for the song Rock and Roll Nightmare, in a sequence that was intended as a spoof of the Midnight Special. Participating in the video and playing the music were Michael McKean, Christopher Guest, Harry Shearer, Loudon Wainwright III, and Russ Kunkel. The segment was introduced by Reiner in character as Wolfman Jack. The Spinal Tap band members were at this point unnamed. McKean and Shearer had previously been members of the Credibility Gap, a comedy troupe that did both spoken word and musical comedy, and had released a mini rock opera and at least one musical 7-inch single. Also in 1979, Guest and McKean were members of Lenny and the Squig Tones, a band that was fronted by characters from the hit television series Laverne and Shirley. Guest, on guitar and clarinet, was credited as Nigel Tufnell, the name he would eventually use as a member of Spinal Tap. The appearance on the TV show eventually led to the creation of a film tracing a disastrous tour undertaken by the aging British metal band Spinal Tap. Reiner hosted the film in the character of filmmaker Marty DeBurgi, while Guest, McKean, and Shearer took on character names for the project and further developed their Spinal Tap personas. Respectively, Guest was guitarist Nigel Tufnell, McKean was vocalist David St. Hubbins, and Shearer was bassist Derek Smalls. Also added to the group were David Caff as keyboard player Viv Savage and R.J. Parnell as drummer Mick Shrimpton. Parnell had previously been in the band Atomic Rooster, while Caff had been a member of Rare Bird. The quintet played their own instruments throughout the film. The band Spinal Tap became a going concern, with the group in character playing gigs and appearing on a 1984 episode of Saturday Night Live to promote the film. The character of Mick Shrimpton having died in the film, Parnell played his twin brother, drummer Rick Shrimpton, for these and later appearances. Metcalf dropped out shortly after the Saturday Night Live appearance. In 1984, the band, Guest, McKean, Cher, and Parnell, issued the single Christmas with the Devil. In 1985, McKean and Cher, in character and credited as David St. Evans and Derek Smalls, participated in the All-Star Charity Record Stars by Hearing Aid. They both sing on the record and are seen in character in the behind-the-scenes making-of video. Reunion and recent history. The group reformed in January 18, 1991 for a performance at the Disneyland Hotel that included new material. This featured on the 1992 release, Break Like the Wind, an album produced in part by T-Bone Burnett. The album was accompanied by a promotional audition for a new drummer attended by Stephen Perkins of Jane's Addiction, Gina Shock of the Go-Go's, and Mick Fleetwood of Fleetwood Mac, who auditioned in a fireproof suit. Despite the auditions, Parnell was retained as Rick Shrimpton and remained the band's drummer. Calf did not return, and consequently, the reunited band consisted of Guest, McKean, Shearer, and Parnell, all in character, and new keyboardist C.J. Vanston under his own name. A promotional concert tour followed, which included an appearance at the Freddie Mercury tribute concert, where they performed The Majesty of Rock, a song they dedicated to Mercury. The band also released the single Bitch School, which became a genuine chart single in the UK, as did the follow-up single, The Majesty of Rock. The band also appeared on The Simpsons in the episode The Otto Show, which aired in the United States on April 23, 1992. The episode was written by Jeff Martin and directed by Wes Archer. Harry Shearer, who is a regular Simpsons cast member, reprised his role as Derek Smalls. On July 1, 1992, Spinal Tap crossed five time zones for three performances in St. John's, Newfoundland, Barrie, Ontario, and Vancouver, British Columbia for Much Music and Molson's Great Canadian Party. For each performance of Stonehenge, the miniature monument prop was delivered on stage in a courier envelope. Parnell dropped out of the group in the 1990s, leaving Spinal Tap to use session drummers. In 2000, the band launched a website named Tapster, where their song Back from the Dead was made available for download. Tapster was a parody of Napster, a peer-to-peer file-sharing network. In 2001, the band reunited for a nine-city Back from the Dead tour that began on June 1, 2001 at the Greek Theater in Los Angeles. The tour included a show at Carnegie Hall in New York City and ended in Montreal in mid-July at the Just for Laughs Festival. The opening act for some of these shows were the Volksmen, the folk trio seen in the film A Mighty Wind, and also performed by Guest, McKean, and Shearer. In 2001, Tap reunited again, this time to help combat global warming. They're not that environmentally conscious, but they've heard of global warming, said Marty DeBerge, portrayed by Reiner. Nigel thought it was just because he was wearing too much clothing, that if he just took off his jacket, it would be cooler. This reunion also included the release of a new song called Warmer Than Hell. The band played on the London leg of the SOS Live Earth concert series, and Rob Reiner has directed a short film entitled Spinal Tap, which was released on the Live Earth website on April 27. The film reveals that Nigel Tufnel is now working as a farmhand looking after miniature horses. He plans to race them. David St. Hubbins is currently working as a hip-hop producer. And Derek Smalls is in rehab for being addicted to the internet. A new album, Back from the Dead, was released on June 16, 2009. The album consists mostly of re-recordings of songs from the original film soundtrack, along with some new, previously unrecorded numbers. The album was nominated for Best Comedy Album and Best Recording Package at the 52nd Annual Grammy Awards. On April 6, 2009, the band announced a one-date world tour, performing at London's Wembley Arena on June 30, 2009. Support on this night came from the Volksmen. The band unexpectedly also self-confirmed for Glastonbury Festival 2009 during an online interview on May 8, 2009 in the Philadelphia Daily News, following an unwigged and unplugged show in the city. In 2018, Cher released an album in the persona of Spinal Tap bassist Derek Smalls. The single, It Don't Get Old, was, as per the credits, co-written by David St. Hubbins. On the 27th of April 2019, the band reunited at the 2019 Tribeca Film Festival for the 35th anniversary of the film. In May 2022, it was announced that the principal cast and director of the movie are reuniting for Spinal Tap 2, a sequel planned for a release by Castle Rock Entertainment in 2025. Filming began in New Orleans in March 2022. Other appearances. The band appeared as the musical guests on an episode of Saturday Night Live, SNL, in the spring of 1984. Barry Bostwick was the host. At this time, producer Dick Ebersol approached Cher, Guest, and McCain to join the cast. Cher and Guest accepted. McCain would not join until 10 years later, by which time original producer Lorne Michaels was back at the show's helm. Cher's stint on SNL the following season, his second, the first having been the 1979-80 season, was to be short-lived, following creative disputes with the show's management. In 1985, at the invitation of Ronnie James Dio, Michael McCain and Harry Shearer took part in the heavy metal benefit project Hearing Aid to raise money for famine victims in Ethiopia. McCain and Shearer attended the event in character as David St. Hubbins and Derek Smalls, appearing in the behind-the-scenes videos and interacting in character with many real-life metal stars, many of whom were huge fans of Spinal Tap. David St. Hubbins and Derek Smalls are part of the vocal chorus heard on the record and seen in the video, and are credited under those names on the Hearing Aid single's front cover, alongside many real-life heavy metal stars. The ad hoc supergroup single, Stars, rose to number 26 on the UK charts in May 1986. As part of the promotion surrounding Break Like the Wind, Spinal Tap was portrayed in the Auto Show episode of the animated series The Simpsons, for which Shearer is a principal voice actor. The Simpsons follows the approach of the original film by presenting the group as if they were a real group. During the disastrous performance, a massive devil balloon on the stage does not inflate properly, and Nigel is temporarily blinded by lasers. Later in the episode, their tour bus is accidentally pushed off a cliff due to Otto's reckless driving. In a 2016 interview, Shearer said this was the only time Spinal Tap had worked to a script. All other movie, television, and live appearances were being improvised. On July 1, 1992, as part of Much Music's Canada Day Great Canadian Party Festival, Spinal Tap completed an unprecedented tour of Canada in less than 24 hours. Jetting across five time zones, the band played St. John's, Newfoundland, Barrie, Ontario, and Vancouver, British Columbia. That evening, during a performance of Stonehenge, Tap received their signature triptych set piece via Canada Post in a small bubble wrap envelope that Derek Smalls signed for on stage. Bemused, Smalls tore open the packaging and revealed to the cheering crowd the prop, which looked to be half the size of the original 18-inch Stonehenge rock from the film. In 1993, Nigel Tufnel appeared in the rockumentary Joe Satriani, The Satch Tapes. In 1994, The Return of Spinal Tap was released on video. Most of this is live material from a 1992 performance at the Royal Albert Hall, where the Stonehenge set was shown to the audience on video as being too big to fit through the stage doors. But it also includes some interviews and follow-up on the band members. In 2000, while promoting Tapster.com, Spinal Tap appeared and performed on the short-lived series VH1 The List with Mick Fleetwood on drums and appeared on The Late Show. On January 19, 2001, Spinal Tap played a one-night-only tour at the Hilton Ballroom in Anaheim, California. This was during the annual NAMM show and sponsored by Shure. Free earplugs were provided, Stonehenge was performed with small dancers, and tour t-shirts were available the next day at Shure's trade show booth. The shirt showed several concert dates, but they were all marked canceled, except the January 19 date. In 2006, Nigel Tufnel appeared in a Volkswagen TV commercial highlighting their offer of a free, exclusive first act guitar with the purchase of qualifying automobiles. The guitar features knobs and inlays with the Volkswagen logo and preamps that allow it to be played through the car's stereo system. Also in 2006, the song Gimme Some Money was used in a TV commercial for Open from American Express. Tonight I'm Gonna Rock You Tonight appeared in Harmon Nix's video game Guitar Hero 2, and Christmas with the Devil appeared in BBC One promo spots for the network's Christmas program. In 2007, while accepting an award from the BBC Two program, The Culture Show, Christopher Guest broke into Nigel Tufnel and considered what his wife and kids would make of the Mark Cremonie-shaped award. On July 7, 2007, Spinal Tap played at Wembley Stadium in London, along with many major bands and groups as part of Live Earth, a climate change awareness concert. Their set included a new song written for the occasion, Warmer Than Hell. During their final number, the song Big Bottom, St. Evans and Tufnel both picked up basses. Spinal Tap was also joined by every bass player in the known universe, including Nate Mendel of the Foo Fighters, Robert Trujillo, Kirk Hammett, and James Hetfield of Metallica, Gordon Mokes from Bloc Party, and Adam Young, aka MCA, of Beastie Boys. They were also joined on backup vocals by Annette O'Toole, Michael McCain's wife. In May 2008, Nigel Tufnel appeared in the National Geographic show Stonehenge Decoded, expounding his nonsensical theories about Stonehenge and who was responsible for building it. His claims to have invented decoder experiments capable of unveiling the true purpose of the monument are, as yet, unproven. McCain, Guest, and Shearer have made several appearances as their alter egos, the Folksmen, including the television shows Saturday Night Live and Mad TV, and the film The Return of Spinal Tap. On March 2, 2009, Guest, McCain, and Shearer held a press conference at the House of Blues in Los Angeles to announce their forthcoming album of new and old Spinal Tap songs, plus a 2009 Unwigged and Unplugged tour to celebrate the 25th anniversary of the film. This is Spinal Tap. According to an LA Weekly report, when MTV News' Kurt Loder asked the trio if they had plans beyond an album and tour, Shearer answered, "We're gonna bomb Iran." The tour also features songs from the Folksmen and others from throughout the trio's career. On April 1st, 2009, Guest, McCain, and Shearer played on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno as the musical guest. On June 15, 2009, Spinal Tap performed on The Tonight Show with Conan O'Brien as the musical guest. On Saturday, June 27, 2009, Spinal Tap performed on the main stage at the Glastonbury Festival with Jarvis Cocker guesting on bass during Big Bottom, and also inviting Jamie Cullum on stage to play keyboards. One of the unexpected highlights for Tap fans was a rendition of the newly written overture from the mythical Jack the Ripper musical, Saucy Jack. Also on the bill were Kasabian, Crosby, Stills, and Nash, and Bruce Springsteen. On Tuesday, June 30, 2009, Spinal Tap performed at Wembley Arena with the Folksmen as support. A variety of special guests featured include Keith Emerson, joining them on organ keyboards, which he later destroyed during the show, Justin Hawkins from The Darkness, and others. On July 27, 2009, the band performed on Late Night with Jimmy Fallon as the musical guest announcing their retirement and shortly thereafter, their comeback. The next day, Tuesday, July 28, 2009, they were the musical guest on The Daily Show with Jon Stewart. On August 25, 2009, Spinal Tap released a 7-minute short film titled Stonehenge, 'Tis a Magical Place, celebrating their 25th anniversary. The video is distributed through InGrooves and is available only on iTunes. The short film depicts the founding members of Spinal Tap making a pilgrimage to Stonehenge for the first time. On October 18, 2022, Spinal Tap star Michael McCain shared a deleted scene from the movie on his Twitter account and added, "Wow, thanks. Unseen by me anyway. Lo these many years." Band members. Current members. David St. Hubbins, portrayed by Michael McCain, lead vocals, rhythm and lead guitar, acoustic guitar, bass guitar, 1964 through present. Nigel Tufnell, portrayed by Christopher Guest, lead guitar, backing and lead vocals, bass guitar, piano, violin, violin bow, mandolin, 1964 through present. Derek Smalls, portrayed by Harry Shearer, bass guitar, backing and lead vocals, 1967 through present. Caucasian Jerry Vinston, keyboards, backing vocals, Greg Bissonette as himself, drums, percussion. Former members. This list contains both fictional former members of Spinal Tap and celebrities that have played with the band. Guitar, backing vocals. Ricky from San Francisco, 1982. Ryan Gordon, 1992, also played baseball bat. Keyboards, backing vocals. Jan Vanderkvelk, 1965. Tony Brixton, 1965 through 1966. Nick Wax, 1965 through 1966. Dickie Lane, 1965 through 1966. Denny Upham, 1966 through 1968. Ross McLaughness, 1974 through 1975. Viv Savage, David Caff, 1975 through 1980, Also played keyboard bass. Savage was allegedly killed when he went to visit the grave of former drummer Mick Shrimpton, whose grave exploded due to methane gas buildup. John Sinclair, 1982. John Karen, Amnesty International performance in 1991. Jeff Vaniston, 2000. Jamie Cullum, Glastonbury, 2009. Keith Emerson, Wembley Arena, June 30, 2009. Bass guitar, backing vocals. Ronnie Pudding, 1964 through 1967, portrayed by Danny Korchmar. Danny Jarman, 1967. David Gilmore, Amnesty International performance in 1991. Tim Renwick, Amnesty International performance in 1991. Pino Palladino, Amnesty International performance in 1991. Cody Wheaton, Nate Mendel, Malcolm Moore, James Hetfield, Kirk Hammett, Robert Trujillo, Gordon Mooks, Adam Yauch, Live Earth, 2007. Jarvis Cocker, Glastonbury, 2009. Drums, percussion, actual. Rick Parnell. This is Spinal Tap 1984 album. Break Like the Wind 1992 album. Died 2022. Gary Wallace. Amnesty International performance in 1991. Wallace pretended to explode at the end of the performance. Jody Lynn Scott. Amnesty International performance in 1991. Mick Fleetwood 2000. Todd Zukerman 2009. Greg Bissonette, 2009. Fictional and deceased. John Stumpy Pappas, 1964 through 1966, portrayed by Ed Begley Jr. in the video Gimme Some Money, died in a bizarre gardening accident that the authorities said was best left unsolved. Eric Stumpy Joe Childs, 1966 through 1967, choked on vomit of unknown origin. Perhaps, but not necessarily his own. The details are uncertain because you can't really dust for vomit. The name is an homage to Curly Joe Derita of the Three Stooges. Peter James Bond, 1967 through 1977, portrayed by Russ Kunkel, whose character was mistakenly credited as the name of the previous drummer. Spontaneously combusted on stage during a jazz blues or blues jazz festival on the Isle of Lucy, leaving behind what has been described alternately as a globule Laura Stain. Mick Shrimpton, 1977 through 1982, portrayed by R.J. Rick Parnell, exploded on stage. Joe Mama Besser, 1982, portrayed by Fred Asparagus, claimed he couldn't take this 4-4 shit, according to an MTV interview with Spinal Tap in November 1991, he disappeared along with the equipment during their Japanese tour. He is either dead or playing jazz. The name is a reference to that of Joe Besser, who similarly had a short-lived and ill-fitted stint as a member of the Three Stooges. It is also a play on the insult phrase, "Yo mama." Richard Rick Shrimpton, 1982 through 1999. Allegedly sold his dialysis machine for drugs, presumed dead. Sammy Stumpy Bateman, 1999 through 2001. Died trying to jump over a tank full of sharks while on a tricycle at a freak show. Scott Skippy Scuffleton, 2001 to 2007. Fate unknown. Chris Pavocato, 2007 to 2008. Eaten by his pet python, Cleopatra. Plus 9 other drummers at various times, probably between 1970 and 1981, all of whom are dead. Tambourine. Janine Pettibone, 1982. After she left, Janine opened her own Irish clothing store named Potato Republic. Stuart Eichen, 1982. Backing Tambourine, left the band to join Creme Brulee. Oliver Rideout. Amnesty International performance in 1991. Billy Murgatroyd, 1996. Murgatroyd is the only tambourine player of the band to be killed, overdosing on coffee creamer. Harmonica. Little Danny Schindler, 1965 through 1966. Horns. Keelan Egerty, 1965 through 1966. Jeff Clovington, 1965 through 1966. Dan Tamman, 1967, died while falling off a train as it was entering King's Cross Station. His body was never recovered. Backing vocals, Lhasa Apso, 1965 through 1966, Julie Scrubs Martin, 1965 through 1966, Shel Floric, 1982 through 1983, Andy Sutcliffe, 1987, died beating himself to death with his own shoes. Session members. Dweezil Zappa, guitar on Diva Fever. Cher, vocals on Just Begin Again. Slash, guitar on Break Like the Wind. Steve Lukather, guitar on Break Like the Wind. Joe Satriani, guitar on Break Like the Wind. Jeff Beck, guitar on Break Like the Wind. Timothy B. Schmidt, backing vocals on Christmas with the Devil and Cash on Delivery. Steve Vai, guitar on Short and Sweet. John Mayer, guitar on Short and Sweet. Phil Collin, guitar on Short and Sweet. Discography. Actual discography. Studio albums. List of albums with selected chart positions. This is Spinal Tap, 1984, 121 in the U.S. Break Like the Wind, 1992, 61 in the U.S., 67 in Australia, 44 in Canada, 51 in the U.K. Back from the Dead, 2009, 52 in the U.S., 76 in Australia. Singles. List of singles with selected chart positions. Christmas with the Devil. And Christmas with the Devil Scratch Mix, 1984, from This Is Spinal Tap. Bitch School. Springtime. In the Majesty of Rock, from 1997. From Break Like the Wind. Back from the Dead. In 2000, and Warmer Than Hell in 2007. Both from Back from the Dead. Saucy Jack, a free MP3 download from their official website. In 2009 as a non-album single. Fictional discography. Studio albums. Spinal Tap sings Listen to the Flower People and Other Favorites, 1967. We Are All Flower People, 1968. re-released in 1969 as The Incredible Flight of Icarus P. Anybody, Brainhammer, 1970, Nerve Damage, 1971, Blood to Let, 1972, Intravenous to Milo, 1974, The Sun Never Sweats, 1975, Bent for the Rent, 1976, Tap Dancing, 1976, Rock and Roll Creation, referred to as the Gospel according to Spinal Tap in the film, 1977, Shark Sandwich, 1980, Smell the Glove, 1982, Live Albums, Silent but Deadly, 1969, Jap Habit, 1975, Compilations, Heavy Metal Memories, 1983, Singles, Gimme Some Money, 1965, Listen to the Flower People, 1967, from Spinal Tap Sings, Listen to the Flower People and Other Favorites, Breakfast of Evil, 1969, live from Silent but Deadly, Silent but Deadly, 1969, live from Silent but Deadly, Big Bottom, 1970, from Brainhammer, Swallow My Love, 1970, from Brainhammer, Nerve Damage, 1971, from Nerve Damage, Blood to Let, 1972, from Blood to Let, Tonight I'm Gonna Rock You Tonight, 1974, from Intravenous to Milo, Stonehenge, 1975, from The Sun Never Sweats, Nice and Stinky, 1975, live from Jap Habit, Heavy Duty, 1976, from Bent for the Rent, Bent for the Rent, 1976, from Bent for the Rent, Tap Dancing, 1976, from Tap Dancing, Rock and Roll Creation, 1977, from Rock and Roll Creation, Sex Farm, 1980, from Shark Sandwich, No Place Like Nowhere, 1980, from Shark Sandwich, Hellhole, 1982, from Smell the Glove, Bootlegs, Top Hit for Nows, 1968, Audible Death, 1969, Live at Budokan, 1975, Open-Faced Mako, 1980, Got Thamesman on Tap, Unknown Date, Maximum Tap, Unknown Date, Unreleased, Unfinished Material, Here's More Tap, Flak Packet, Lusty Lori, Sex, Original Motion Picture Soundtrack, Hernia, Nigel Tufnel's Trilogy in D Minor, including Song with the Working Title, Lick My Love Pump, David St. Hubbins, Derek Smalls, Saucy Jack, a musical based on the life of Jack the Ripper. The title song from the musical was released in 2009 as a free MP3 download from the official Spinal Tap website. Actual solo discography. Derek Smalls, Smalls Change, Meditations Upon Aging, 2018. Fictional solo discography. David St. Hubbins, In Search of a Brown Note, unfinished album of jazz collaborations circa 1984 through 1985. Nigel Tufnel, Nigel Tufnel's Glam Caravan, 1979. Pyramid Blue, unknown date. Derek Smalls, It's a Smalls World, 1978. It's a Dub World, bootleg, unknown date. Suspensus Equus, unreleased, record in Latin. Ross McLaughness, Doesn't Anybody Here Speak English, unknown date. This episode of Sleep with Rock Stars was recorded on June 26, 2025, from the Wikipedia entry for the fictional band Spinal Tap, as featured in the movie Spinal Tap. It can be found at en.wikipedia.org/wiki/spinal_tap_band(close parenthesis).